DeSantis, deportations already underway at Alligator Alcatraz, primarily military-aged males. By Hannah Knudsen on July 18, 2025. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that deportations are already underway at Alligator Alcatraz, the migrant detention facility in the Florida Everglades, noting he is waiting until the center reaches full capacity to proceed on plans to transform Camp Blanding into a similar facility. "I'm willing to do Blanding once Alligator Alcatraz is filled, and so DHS has started moving in a significant number of people. I think you're going to, and they're starting to deport people from there too," DeSantis revealed. "Remember, this is not the Ritz-Carlton, okay? We're not doing this just to let people have food and shelter. Although they do get that," DeSantis continued, emphasizing that all the minimum standards are upheld. "But the reality is it's there to be a quick processing center so that they can. We have a runway right there, they can just be flown back to their home country. So that is the purpose of why we're doing it. And as that fills, once there's a demand, then we would be able to go for Camp Blanding," he said. "But what I don't want to do is set up Blanding. If, you know, one is 60% full and then the other is 40% full. I'd rather just have, channel everyone to Alligator. Since it's easier," he said, estimating that they can easily house 3,000 to 4,000 at Alligator Alcatraz. "We have not yet received that many illegal aliens yet there. But it has grown pretty quickly," he said, noting that it is very possible they could reach capacity within a week or two. "It's possible. We also have different ways we can do Blanding. We can use existing infrastructure there, which would not give us as big of a footprint. So we would end up having, you know, some illegals. But we wouldn't be able to house like 2,000 or 3,000 at the existing footprint," DeSantis explained. "If we build out from there with the temporary structures, that's when you can get to 2,000 or 3,000. So we'll make those decisions based on the facts on the ground." DeSantis added that most of the migrants being held at Alligator Alcatraz are military-age males. "These are folks, and a lot of them have criminal records. But that's what's happening here, and I think it's been very effective now." The governor continued, reminding Americans that Democrats are continuing to fight for these individuals who are in the country illegally. "Have you ever seen these Democrats in Florida fight this hard for you as an American citizen?" he asked. "I haven't seen that. In fact, they've opposed almost everything that we've done over these many years. And yet they're fighting tooth and nail to not have illegal aliens deported to their home country." As Breitbart News detailed, Alligator Alcatraz is holding migrants with serious crimes, including an MS-13 member named Oscar Satan Sanchez and a Cuban migrant arrested for cutting the throat of an elderly woman in Key Largo, Florida.